But what's the most unusual sport that's played here? Anybody? Mike, you're a skier, aren't you? Anyone beat skiing? Water polo. You play water polo. Do you really? Did you just make that up? Genuinely, does she play water polo? On a horse? It's amazing they let me out, really, honestly. How do they? I think I may need to go back to college. What do you play, Isabella Rose? Climbing. Up a mountain or a wall? A wall. Anyone else, John? Archery. Very good. Trampolining. Very exciting. I am. Jack? Andrew, even? What sport do you play? Sailing. Some really unusual ones. Zoe? What sport do you play? Dance. I am the world's best crazy golfer. Never challenge me because I will beat you. Won't I, Paul? Won't I, Paul? It's the only thing I can beat my husband at. Yes! This week we've been learning about what it is to be part of a team. And we've been thinking about what's the most important part of being a team. Sometimes isn't winning, but it's the taking part and being part of a team. Some of the characteristics of playing sport isn't really what Paul was talking about, because sometimes we think it is about the winning. Paul talked about love. And he said, instead of trying to look good in front of others, love means you put others first. You care for them. Instead of winning at all costs, Paul says, sometimes you've got to look to the other person first. And instead of success being over really quickly, Paul says, love lasts a long time because God's love lasts forever. We've been learning about teamwork as a group, about kindness, about love for one another, and about sticking together and God's love being the most important thing. And to be part of God's team, that means putting others first. That means making love be at the center. And we've talked a lot about love this week. We've talked a lot about it at Team Builders. Every day I wore this special bracelet on my wrist, and every day some child came up to me and went, "What's that, Gaffer? What does that mean?" So I thought I'd share. It starts with a little love heart. That's what it looks like. Starts with a love heart. I just wanted to remind you all this morning that God loves you. Isn't that good news? Even if you're a rat bag, even if you're a bit rubbish, even if you haven't always been perfect like me, who doesn't even know their horses aren't involved in water polo, whoever we are, whatever we've done, even if our life has been absolutely pants, I can say that in church, or even if it's been perfect, God loves us because he made us and we are his children, whoever we are loved. So that's the first little symbol on my 4 points bracelet. The next symbol is this. It's a bit like the thing you get out X Factor. I love making that noise. Basically, it reminds us that actually there are times we mess up when our rat baggedness comes between us and God. And the Bible calls that sin. The way we live our lives that puts us first and not God. When we ignore God, when we break his rules, when we don't love one another. And the Bible actually says something really serious, that sin is so serious that it puts a barrier between us and God. But God came up with the best answer. That's our third symbol. We talked about the greatest day in history, the victory Jesus won. And our third symbol is the cross. As Christians, we believe that Jesus' death was really important, that it meant that a bridge was made between us and God. God said, I love you so much that nothing you have done will stop you, stop me from loving you. But there has to be a penalty, a price paid for sin. So Jesus will take that from you. He'll take all your baggage, he'll take all your problems, he'll take all the sin, and he'll put it on himself on the cross so that we can be friends again. So the final thing on our bracelet is a question, really, and it's, what do you think about this? What will you do about this God who loves you? Because the thing about God, we were made to love him. Because he made us as his children. And he wants us to decide freely to love him back. You are loved. God loves every single one of you. And if you want to know more about that, about the God who forgives you, about the God who gives new beginnings and transforms our lives, then I've got some stuff I can give you. You can speak to me or Superfan or head coach or anyone from church who would be delighted to share a little bit more about the story of the God who loves you and never wants to let you go. We're going to pray together very quickly, and head coach is going to lead us.